Blog Talk Radio. time of joy. Oh.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and let us enter into his holy courts with praise. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. You're listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience for this Sunday, October 31st, 2021. Hallelujah. I'm Bishop Shalene Cook. I'm the woman of God of this assembly. But as always, I am joined by my most beautiful and anointed Spirit Alive family in the persons of Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, Evangelist Michelle Scott, hallelujah, our beautiful speaker of the hour, and our woman of God who is celebrating her birthday, Apostle Zeta Flowers, to the man and woman of God, Apostle and Prophetess Holloway, and to my dear sister, Minister Tina. We are all so glad that you are here this morning, and we pray that you will just get your praise on, that you will hear something that will truly uplift your spirit and impact you and activate you to live a more abundant life right now. So at this time, let us get this praise party started with our very own Evangelist Michelle Scott as she opens us in prayer. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. If we could all close our eyes and bow our hearts as we go humbly before the throne of grace. Father God, we just thank you for blessing us to see yet another day. Father God, we just thank you for being God and for being a loving God. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough for being just so loving and kind. Lord, you are Alpha and Omega. You are the loving and most high God. We just thank you for being who you are. Lord, you touched us this morning with the finger of love, and you woke us up to see a day like none other. God, you are so loving. You give us everything.
Yes,
you give us everything that we ever needed in life. You supply our every need. You give us air. You give us life. You give us food to nourish our bodies. You give us our families to love, Father God. And we just thank you so much, Father
God. Thank you, Lord. We got a reason to pray.
You just give us everything we need. You give us hope. You give us joy. You give us love. And we just thank you on this morning. You bring sunshine to our hearts, Father God, and we thank you. We thank you for restoring families, Father God, for bringing hope back into families and for releasing strongholds on the families and bringing fathers back into families and mothers back into families, Father God. You are so loving, Father God. There's nothing that we need when we have you in our lives, Father God. You are so loving and kind. You lift us up.
Thank you, Lord. We praise you,
Father God. What more do we need when we have you in our lives? You give us second chances. Some of us you give third and fourth and fifth chances, Father God. You are just the uplifter of our heads, Father God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. We were made to worship you, Father God, to
praise you, Lord,
and magnify you, Father God. And for as long as I live, I will worship and magnify you. And I know that every servant leader on this on this station, we all lift and magnify your name, Father God.
Lord.
Why? Because you are so worthy to be magnified. You're worthy to be worshiped. You're worthy to be praised,
it's all
Father
right.
God. You have blessed so many of us, Father God. You've healed so many of us, Father God. You woke so many of us up.
Hallelujah. Praise him then, girl. Yes, sir.
You healed so many of us from tragic situations.
Praise him,
sis.
It's all right.
You helped us from Lord God, you healed our bodies from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet.
Thank
we hurt so badly in our bodies, but we got up and we served you anyway. Why,
bless
Father God?
Son,
because
you
made us to be that way, Father God. You've healed our mothers. You've healed our fathers. You've healed us, Father God, and we thank you. We've been so down, Father God, but you've given us a will to keep on going. Why? Because you are Alpha.
Yeah.
Why? Because you are the Beta. You are everything
thank
to us,
you,
Father
Jesus.
God.
Man.
You got up on that cross, and you died for all of us, Father God, not because we're so good, not because we're so mighty, but we all are poor wretches, Father God. But
thank
you, loved
Jesus.
Us
we worship
Father
you,
God.
Lord.
We worship
yes.
you.
Thank
anyway,
you, Lord.
Father God.
Lord.
You loved us
yes,
anyway,
Lord.
Father
we
God.
Praise
you,
Lord.
You loved us anyway, Father God. You loved
yes,
us anyway,
Lord.
Father
we
God.
Praise you,
and
Jesus.
And we lift our hands up to you, Lord, because
we
why?
Praise
because
you right
you
now.
Us. And I thank you right
Amen.
Now, Father God, because
in
you
Jesus
me,
name.
A poor wretch, Father God. I was nothing, but in your eyes, I'm something. All of us are nothing, but you make us something in your eyes,
thank
Lord
you,
God.
Jesus. We
I
praise you. We praise you.
My life, Father God.
Yes,
but
Lord.
You forgive
we praise
me, Father
you.
God. To other people, I'm nothing, but to you, I'm all things.
Come on
people,
now.
Say,
thank you,
real.
Jesus.
Know,
thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Something. Anybody can become something in your eyes. People say you're dead
yes.
and you're nothing, but in your eyes, you wear everything.
Yes, Lord, and we praise you, Jesus. We
you
praise you, Lord.
And everything
we
out of
praise
it, Lord.
You,
oh,
Jesus.
Man, thank you.
Amen.
Lord, God, you're so powerful. You're
come
dead.
On,
you're
Holy Spirit.
Lord God. And we
come on,
thank
Holy
you, Father,
Spirit.
God.
Take over
Lord,
there
Lord, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
We thank you for magnifying. We thank you for glorifying. We just thank you so much, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for the mother over here.
Yes.
We thank you for the bishop over here. We thank you for,
yes,
for the
Lord. We thank
covenant
you.
Leaders over here. We just thank you,
yes.
Lord. We thank you
thank
for
you,
God.
Lord.
We thank
come
you for being
thank you,
magnifying.
Jesus.
We thank
yes.
you for loving God. We just thank you, Father God. And we thank you
yes.
for waking us up, for touching our bodies, for healing our bodies, for just touching each and every person that tunes in
yes.
to the Spirit of Life Ministries each and every day.
Yes,
because
Lord.
We have
thank
something
you.
To offer. And we have something to offer because you have instilled something in everybody that's over here. And we thank
yes,
you, Father
Lord.
God. In Jesus'
thank
name
you.
We pray and ask it all. Amen. And thank God.
Ooh, hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Now that's a praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I enjoyed that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you,
Jesus. The gift that looks good on you.
You were born with a grace.
The gift that looks good on you.
That grace is your gift.
The gift that looks good on you.
It's a divine enablement.
The gift that looks good on you.
If you work your grace, the grace will work for you. Company, teach the lesson.
Systems of the world will try to take your confidence.
Yes, they will.
For these systems were designed
to
make you doubt what heaven said.
Don't you doubt.
The systems of the world
these systems
will try to take your confidence.
Yes, they will.
For these systems were
designed
to make you sit down on your gift.
Don't you let.
But the gift God gave to you,
this gift,
give it back to him.
Offer it up. Offer it up.
For the gift it will make room.
Uh-huh.
Position for waiting in the field. The gift it looks good on you.
Your gift?
It looks good on you.
Looking good.
The gift it looks good on you.
I say your gift.
It looks good.
Yeah.
The gift it looks good on you.
Work your grace.
It looks good on you.
My gift works for me.
The gift it looks good.
Yeah.
And you wear it well.
And you're wearing your gift well.
God has
graced you. Works for you.
It looks good.
Tell somebody, just be you.
The gift, it looks good on you.
Uh-huh.
It looks good on you.
Can't be a better
the
you
gift,
than you.
Good.
And you wear.
And you wear it well.
God has graced you.
God has graced
yeah.
you. And
come
you
on, let's take it up.
Well. It looks good on you.
Yeah.
It looks good on you.
Y'all wearing alto
the
wear.
Gift, it looks good on you.
Say it again. Yeah.
It looks good.
With attitude.
It looks good on you. It looks good on you.
It looks good.
The gift, it looks good.
And you wear it.
And you wear it.
Come on,
well.
Let's go. crown of Wales.
Duncan, it looks good on you.
You're graced in that area.
It looks good on you.
Work your grace.
Duncan, it looks good. And you have it well.
God has graced you with things to pray.
God has graced you.
Come on. Somebody say, operate in your grace.
Hey!
If you operate in your grace, it'll make you prosperous.
God has graced
you to be you.
You
honor it.
Well.
Take it up. Dinner, you got it.
It looks good on you.
Come on, dinner.
It looks good.
Wear your grace.
It looks good on you.
Work your grace.
It looks good.
That's it.
It looks good on you.
Where you at?
The gift, it looks good.
Anywhere.
And you everywhere.
God has graced us all.
God has graced
with a gift.
You.
Now wear it well.
You everywhere.
This is it.
The gift, it looks good.
Oh, hallelujah. That was Pastor Donald Lawrence and Company singing. The gift, hallelujah, your gift, it looks good on you, hallelujah. It is now time for this morning's meditational reading. Each and every Sunday morning, we ask the beloved mother of our church, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, to come, and she brings us a devotional reading from this powerful book written by Pastor Joseph Prince. So right now, please give your undivided attention to the mother of this assembly, our beloved Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, with this morning's reading. Amen.
Good morning again, everyone. I love each and every one of you. The powerful lesson this morning is entitled, God is Your Strength. We'll be looking at Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, and it reads, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." Now, when you say I can manage this problem by myself, Lord, God says, okay, you do it then. But when you say, help me, Lord, I need you. I cannot do this on my own. God says, good. I was been waiting for you to say that. You cannot, but I can. Now watch me. That is how God is. He loves it when you depend on him. You see, when you think that you are strong and don't need God, he cannot help you. But when you need him and look to him, he will not leave you weak and helpless. He comes and becomes the strength of your life. He becomes the breakthrough that you need. A church member with a smoking habit came to me one day and said, please pray that God will help me. I want to stop my smoking habit. Told him simply, you cannot, but God can. He replied, yes, I know that I can, but with God's help, I will discipline myself and try my best to quit the habit. I told him, no, you cannot, but God can. I repeated this to him a few times until he realized that it was not his self-discipline or willpower that would help him overcome his smoking habit, but the power of God. He finally understood that true deliverance from this destructive habit would not come by his own strength, but by being strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. When I saw him again a few weeks later, he said, Pastor, since that day, I didn't even try to stop myself from smoking. But each time I lit up, I told God, I cannot, but you can. Then one day the craving was gone. Jesus has completely delivered me from my bondage to nicotine. This man experienced true deliverance, not just an outward form of discipline and willpower. So when you say, I can do something about it, you are still relying on your human strength. But when you say to God, I cannot, but you can, you have just tapped into the real source of your strength, Jesus. And as you rest in his strength, you will see his power manifesting in your life. May the Lord add blessings and favors to the readers, hearers, and especially the doers of his mighty and holy word. Amen. The thought for today, as you rest in God's strength, you will see his power manifesting in your life. Amen. And praise God.
I know that all things are working for my good, yeah. He's intentional, never failing. All things are
working for my good.
He's intentional,
intentional.
Hey, and he's never failing. All things are working for my good. I can smile again, and I don't have to worry, cause it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me. Come on, sing that out, say that.
I don't have to worry,
it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me.
It's working for me.
I can hold my head up.
It's working for me.
Hey, get your confidence back. Sing, I don't have to worry.
It's working for me.
Hey, my faith is rising now.
It's working for me.
And although I can't see how,
it's working for me.
I know that he's intentional.
Hallelujah, and glory to God. We serve an on-purpose, intentional God. It is now prayer time here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. And this is a time when we come together as a family. Hallelujah. We stand in the gap for our unsaved loved ones, our unsaved family members, and our friends. We stand in the gap praying for the issues that we see around the globe. And this morning, I am going to ask that my wonderful, hallelujah, anointed sister, Evangelist Kathy Horton, come forth this morning and call up on the Lord, because she does it with power and conviction in all humility. So, dear sister, won't you please come forth and lead us in prayer by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Yes. God bless your family. God bless your friends. And God bless all that's listening to you, to this program, to this broadcast. Put your mind on Jesus. Nothing else. Put your mind on Jesus. Right now, he's giving us the honor and privilege to come before him in heavenly places. So we're going in heavenly places right now. So put your mind on him and believe, and we pray that our prayers will be answered. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this opportunity to come before you. Thank you for the privilege to come before you with our prayer request. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for choosing us. Individually and collectively, thank you.
Yes,
thank you for
yes,
the blessings
Lord.
And benefits that you've given us from day to day, from the day from we were born till now. I ask you to forgive us all our sins and all our unrighteousness. Every vain and evil thought. Anything unlike you, Lord, I ask you to wash it away and wash us white and snow. And help us not to make the same mistake over and over.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
Deliver us from all these habits. Deliver us from these addictions in the name of Jesus. Help us to have holy and righteous and pure thoughts in the name of Jesus. We know Satan attacks the mind. He convinces us in our mind. Ask you to help us to control our thoughts. For your word says, let this mind be in you that is also in Christ Jesus. Be renewed by the spirit of your mind. For Lord, I'm praying the word that we walk according to your word in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And as we walk according to the word, that we be a light wherever we go. That
help
we not compromise what we believe.
Yes, Lord.
Not compromise what we know is right. That we stand upright and strong.
Yes,
regardless of what the odds are, that we stand righteous in your eyesight in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I ask you to bless our unsaved loved ones in the name of Jesus. That's going through.
Yes,
make yourself
Lord.
Real to
yes,
them
Lord.
Beyond the shadow of doubt. You
yes,
know
Lord.
One by one. You know, you've got the hairs on our head number, so you know it. Your word says you know our thoughts before they even get to us.
Yes,
Father,
Jesus.
Have mercy on all those that are saved in our family.
Yes, Lord.
Contact with in the name of Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah,
that they walk holy and righteous and receive you as their Lord and Savior.
Lord God.
In the name of
Thank
Jesus.
You, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you,
I ask
Jesus.
You, Lord, to bless our politicians. Our politicians.
Hmm.
The church is fixed, Lord. Fix us.
Come on, Lord.
And when you
yes,
fix God with me, fix us in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
You have chosen us for a purpose. Help us to continue to walk according to our purpose that you have for us in the name of Jesus. Those that are sick and shut in that can't get out. Lord.
Yes, Lord.
He's in your healing virtue. Your healing virtue and touch them. Let them know it's not hopeless. God, it's not hopeless because God is still alive and you are still on the throne and answering prayers. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
and sex trafficking in Jesus' name. Deliver them.
Touch, Lord.
And the one is a part of it. In the name of Jesus. Deliver them from that demon. Deliver them from that
lust.
Deliver them from all that unrighteousness. In the name of Jesus. Use them to your glory, Lord. Use them to your glory. And everybody at this moment, glory, that is listening to this broadcast, bless them for they know it's you. Bless them
for
it's beyond a shadow of a doubt. God did this for me.
Yes, Jesus.
Bless them with testimony, hallelujah, that they can give others in the name of Jesus. Bless them, bless in the name of Jesus. And those who don't know you, those who don't know you, Father, in the name of Jesus, again, make yourself real to them. Make yourself real.
Lord.
And let them know. Then you listen to this broadcast. That accident is not an accident or it's not a coincidence. But they have you have a purpose for their life in the name
Praise
of Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Glory. Hallelujah, Jesus.
For
thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Just lift up and praise because you're worthy. Hallelujah. You're worthy.
Lord. Thank you, man.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thank you for your blood.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thank you for the shedding of the blood. And I thank you for loving us. And I thank you for choosing us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Ooh, amen. Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Things you have done for me, things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love for me, and the voices of a
hallelujah and glory to God. We are truly in the midst of a hallelujah service on this morning. Glory.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus. And it is now time for this morning's message. But before we do that, I would just like to take a moment to extend happy birthdays to two of our own. First and foremost, last Wednesday, Evangelist Michelle Scott celebrated her birthday, And we just want to say we love you. Happy birthday to you from all of us here. Yeah. And today, our speaker of the hour is also celebrating her birthday. Hallelujah. Apostle Zeta Flowers, we love you so. And we just want to wish you a very beautiful and blessed birthday. So now, let's get down to the Father's business.
Amen.
Apostle, let me tell you a little bit about Apostle Zeta Flowers, our woman of the hour and our birthday girl. She is the founder and the senior pastor of All Nations Christian Fellowship in Oakland, California. She has been a faithful and solid supporter and participant here at the Spirit Alive Network for years. And she is truly a woman of God whose feet I have set at, I have learned from, I love her, I admire her, and I respect her. So it gives me great joy to present to some and to introduce to others a mighty woman of God, a humble woman of God, my sister and my friend, Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, and thank you so much for this opportunity and for that beautiful greeting. I just appreciate you. I appreciate Spirit of Life Ministries and everyone, all of the leaders, and everyone, I just want to thank you for all the birthday greetings that I have been receiving from you on Facebook, on Messenger, on texts and phone calls and all of that. I just really want to say that I appreciate it. And I am excited because the Lord has given me another year. And I am so grateful.
Amen.
Because when we pass three scores and a little more, we are truly blessed. We are truly blessed.
Yeah.
Because God does keep his promises. Amen. So I, before I get started, I just want to say how great is our God. All of the praise and worship songs that have gone forth today have so much meaning in them, as they always do. But when I think about, I've been reflecting, and so when I think about how great God is, it just makes me wonder what he is going to do next. What is God going to do next? Because he keeps on doing great things for us, his people. The devotional reading, God is your strength. I can truly attest to that. The theme today for the message that the Lord gave me is walk worthy of your vocation. We can't walk worthy of our vocation if we're not operating by the strength of God, because we can't do it in our own strength. Amen. All right. I'm going to have a brief word of prayer before I go into the message. Father God, I come before you asking for your forgiveness today, Lord. Let there not be anything inside of me that would be displeasing to you, in Jesus' name. So I'm asking for forgiveness of anything that I may be holding on to that I shouldn't. Help me to let go, in Jesus' name, as I go forth today, hoping and praying that somebody will be touched, that somebody's lives might be changed, that someone will come to you in the pardoning of their sins on this day. In Jesus' name I pray. Hallelujah. As I come forth, Lord, I'm relying on you. Holy Spirit, I want to say what you would have me to say. I'm asking for your leading and your guidance. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, God bless you. I'm going to go into the scriptures because I wrote a lot a lot of things down, but I want to get the scriptures out first, just in case. I won't have time to say all the things that I wrote down. Let's go to Ephesians. Go to Ephesians 4:1. That will be the first one. Ephesians 4:1. The first verse says, "Therefore, the prisoner of the Lord beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace." Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank God that we serve a God of peace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. "There is one body and one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling." Praise God. Hallelujah. "One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God and Father of all, who is above all, through all, and in you all." Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to move over to the 11th verse, where it says, "And he gave some apostles, some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers." The 12th verse lets us know the reason. "For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ." Hallelujah. And I'm going to go just a little farther. "That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men, and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even the Christ." Hallelujah. Praise God. All right, I'm going to stop there, and let's go to Colossians chapter 3. I'm going to start with verse 1. If ye then, being risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God." Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Meaning that we have put aside all of those things that we once held on to. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have stepped into a new place. Hallelujah, with God. Hallelujah. So our life is hid with Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We are no more the same. Verse 4, "When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory." Praise God. We have so much to look forward to. "But now ye also put off all these things: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth." Verse 9, "Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds." Hallelujah. We're no longer the old person that we used to be. Hallelujah. Praise God. Verse 10, "And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So Paul was really teaching in the Colossians with the Colossian church at that time and with the Ephesians as well. Praise God. And so it is also for us to take on, hallelujah, this true, hallelujah, and apply it to our own lives, to walk in it, praise God, hallelujah, to walk upright before God, praise God, and to do all of the things that we have been taught to do, praise God, hallelujah, hallelujah. We can walk worthy. We can walk worthy in the vocation that we are called unto. God has a purpose for everyone. Everyone,
yes.
Praise God. So when we come to him and when we get saved, God begins to work on us, work through us, hallelujah, teach us his ways, hallelujah, help us to walk in his ways, praise God, and we begin to develop a relationship with him, hallelujah. And just know that when you're walking, we have someone walking with us that's greater than we are, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He is always with us. He promised to never leave us nor forsake us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. He is our strength. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I'm going to just share a little bit from my notes here. We must walk up. Well, first of all, I'm going to say I must walk up right before God because he gave this to me first to share, but I must walk upright before God. I must walk upright before God because I don't want anyone else to stumble. I don't want anyone to fall by the wayside. Hallelujah. I don't want the blood to be on my hands because I didn't do what God called me to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to be his example. I want to be an example of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I want to be his ambassador. I want to continue to be his godly woman. Hallelujah. I don't want to be anything else, hallelujah, than what he called me to be. Hallelujah. I'm identified with him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So I'm careful in my walk with him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If we do what God says to do, hallelujah, hallelujah, he will be all that we need him to be. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm living right because I want somebody else to see Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I am not, I'm not saying that I'm perfect, but I'm striving toward perfection. Hallelujah. Thank
yes.
you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I have some imperfections. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But I'm not willingly sinning. Hallelujah. If there be any sin in me, hallelujah, I wouldn't know about it because I don't set myself out to willfully sin. Hallelujah. However, I'm constantly asking God to forgive me because I want to be in right standing with him. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we want to be all that he has called us to be. Hallelujah. We serve a living God. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we want to be a living vessel. Praise God as well. Thank you, Jesus, that God can use us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That all the past stuff is dead. Hallelujah. But we're walking in life. Hallelujah. We're a living vessel for God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Living vessel for his people. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And with God, all things are possible. With God,
yes.
we can do all things. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And sometimes with in our walk with God, we are misread. We're misrepresented. We're overlooked. We're put down. Hallelujah. We are devalued. Praise God. However, we must remember who we belong to. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We must remember that. Hallelujah. Not allow any of these things to affect us. We must keep on walking. Hallelujah. We must continue to walk upright before God and before his people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So don't allow anything that you might hear or anything that someone thinks about you, that someone has the wrong perception about you. Don't let that hinder you. Keep on walking, knowing who you're walking with, knowing who you're walking for. Hallelujah. Yeah. And knowing that you're working out, you're walking out your purpose. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And the way to walk worthy is to walk the word. Hallelujah. Keep the word, hallelujah, in your walk. Hallelujah. Quote the word. Hallelujah. When Satan comes at you from all sides, speak the word. Jesus did. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All this week, I've been speaking, peace be still. Hallelujah. I've learned that I can speak his word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The storms. Hallelujah. When the storms come in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We can depend on him. Praise God. He is our guide. He is our everything. He is our protector. Hallelujah. He's our protector from the world elements. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. When the winds are blowing strong, hallelujah, I can say, peace be still. Hallelujah. When the waves,
yes,
hallelujah, hallelujah, when they become, hallelujah, treacherous, hallelujah, I can say, peace be still. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. When I'm not in the surrounding that I want to be in, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because he said go. And sometimes we find ourselves, hallelujah, in some surroundings, different environments or whatever, hallelujah. But we can say, peace be still, hallelujah, because we can speak his word, hallelujah, wherever we go, hallelujah, and peace. We will see the peace, hallelujah. We will feel the peace, hallelujah, and we will know, hallelujah, that is the peace that passes all understanding. Praise,
yes,
God. Hallelujah. I thank God today that I serve a God of peace. He will bring forth peace in the midst of a turmoil, in the midst of a trial, in the midst of tribulation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Peace will come to us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we're called to walk in obedience to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. When we have been joined to Christ, hallelujah, we don't continue to walk in sin. Hallelujah. We walk according to the Spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And when we do this, when we do the things that God has called us to do, praise God, hallelujah, we're going to see signs and wonders. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, because we're believing, hallelujah, in a true and living God. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, hallelujah, signs and wonders shall follow those who believe God. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank
Lord
you,
God.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I just praise you and I thank you. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. We must make sure that Jesus is the center of our life and our walk.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He must be the center of our life. Hallelujah. We can't do it without him. Hallelujah. I don't care how much we muster up. Hallelujah. And flex our muscles. Hallelujah. We don't have the strength. Hallelujah. But we have it in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The one that strengthens us. Hallelujah. The one that helps us. Hallelujah. The one that carries us. Because sometimes, hallelujah, he has to do just that. Hallelujah. When we can't carry our own selves, praise God. Hallelujah. When we're at our weakest state, we can say, hallelujah, I am strong. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Simply because
Amen.
I know that I'm not walking in my own strength, but I'm depending
yes.
on God. Hallelujah, to get me through it. Hallelujah, to take me there. Hallelujah, to help me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, to get the prayer out. Hallelujah, to minister to the ones that he had put in my pathway. Hallelujah, because, hallelujah, I don't want to see anybody lost either. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
When we're walking
that.
With God.
Say that.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have whatever he has in mind. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And sometimes we have to go up the rough side of the mountain. Hallelujah.
Ooh,
hallelujah.
Yes.
We must go through our trials and tribulations. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. God's word, hallelujah, will help us. Hallelujah. Because his word shall never pass away. Hallelujah. We always have his word. We can trust in his word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God had a plan for me, and I'm walking out his word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. His word is worthy. Hallelujah. He is the word. Hallelujah. He's worthy. Hallelujah. And because he is, hallelujah, he has made me to be so. Hallelujah. I don't deserve
yes.
it. Hallelujah. But it's all because of him. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not my own. I've been bought with a price. Hallelujah, high
yes.
price, my Savior.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. So no matter what I'm confronted with, hallelujah, no matter what the stumbling blocks might be, hallelujah,
why,
I just see them as stepping stones. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And I
yes.
just know that I got to keep on stepping. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I got to continue in the walk that he has laid
yes.
before
yes.
me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is no better way. Hallelujah. No better way than walking with Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah,
praise
I must
God.
Continue down
no
the straight
way.
And narrow path. Hallelujah,
yes.
not deviate. Hallelujah, not
Come
go
on.
To the right or to the left. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, and I know that if I keep on following Jesus, if I keep
mm-hmm.
on traveling in his footsteps, hallelujah, traveling in his pathway, I'm going to make
yes,
it. Hallelujah, when I get to the end. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All I want to see is my name
yeah.
written in the Lamb's book of life. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you,
yes.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Because I want my life to have made a difference, hallelujah,
yes.
in somebody else's life. Glory,
yeah,
hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to
Thank
God.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah. He has brought me too far, hallelujah, for me to turn around now. Hallelujah.
Come on, preach now.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Testify.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God. When I reflect and when I think about, hallelujah, where you have brought me from, hallelujah, I don't want to look back. Hallelujah, I want to press
yes.
on. I want to keep on going. I want to go forward
in you, Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And along the way, hallelujah, I want somebody else to walk with you too. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's why I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
testify,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I thank you for every trial. Hallelujah. I thank you for everything, hallelujah, that I've gone through in past times. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I didn't want to go through it. Hallelujah. But, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for the breakthrough. Hallelujah. I thank
yes.
you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for bringing me this far. Hallelujah. And I'm depending
yes.
on you, Lord, to carry me on. Hallelujah. I
yes.
thank you
yes.
for all that you do. Hallelujah. I thank you. Hallelujah. For those, hallelujah, that you have allowed me to walk with. Hallelujah. Those that you have allowed me to know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I hallelujah. Thank you for my friends. Hallelujah. And I thank you for my enemies. Hallelujah.
Yes,
because
Lord.
Even
yes,
my
Lord.
Enemies have had a part in my growth. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Lord, thank you.
Yes.
I thank you for it all,
thank
God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I thank you for it all. Hallelujah.
Oh,
for me to
hallelujah.
Continue. Hallelujah. With you. It is just my reasonable service.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. It's my reasonable service. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I need to serve you in any way that I can. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord
yes.
God. Hallelujah. I care about the sinner. I care about the unsaved. Hallelujah. In my family and also in others' families as well. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you for the purpose, hallelujah, that you have put down inside of me. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, that with you I can walk out my destiny.
Yes,
I thank you
yes,
for it,
Jesus.
God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
I thank
yes,
you,
Lord.
Hallelujah, for filling me with your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, because
yes,
being filled
yes,
with your Holy Spirit,
yes,
hallelujah, I can do the things that you have given me to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because of him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can continue, hallelujah, doing the things. I can continue walking upright before you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank you that I can lead others to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, because of
yes.
what you have
Glory.
Deposited into
Glory.
Me. Hallelujah. I thank you. I thank you, Lord, that I am rich in you, Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank you. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, that it is your greatest desire. Hallelujah, that we prosper. Hallelujah, in you, that we prosper. Hallelujah, in every way, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for what you have done and what you're continuing, that you are continuing to do. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even when we go through, hallelujah, I'm one for sure to know that joy does come in the morning. Hallelujah.
Yes, it does.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We don't grieve all the time. Hallelujah. If there's a time, Lord, that joy comes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We can go through, hallelujah, and still know, hallelujah, that you're with us. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm almost done. I'm trying to get it all out.
You're all
hallelujah.
Right, Apostle.
Thank
you're all
you.
Right.
Okay, thank you. Hallelujah. I think there's a scripture that I want to share, and I think it's Psalms 138.
Thank you, Keith. Okay.
Okay, when I found the scripture, I was really thinking about revival because there's been a stirring about revival, and I know that it's happening with Spirit Alive, hallelujah, and many of us are stirred about revival, hallelujah, and the Lord is breaking out
Amen.
A revival in us, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the scripture, it's Psalm 138, verses 7 and 8. Praise God. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. Hallelujah. And verse 8 lets us know that the Lord will perfect that which concerneth us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We know that there are a lot of things that concern us, but you know what? God will perfect them. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Because in this walking with Jesus, hallelujah, we're striving to perfection anyway. Hallelujah. We want to make it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm trying to read my notes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God.
Yeah.
Mm. Thank you, Jesus. You know, in our walk sometimes, you know, people are going to see us differently. They're going to, as I said before, mistake us. Hallelujah from who we are. But we can't allow that to affect us. We have to just keep on moving. Hallelujah. Somebody might think that we're this or that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We might be mistaken for something that we've never been or never wanted to be. Praise God. But God, hallelujah, is the one. Hallelujah. He is the one that we must continue to be focused on. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We must have ourselves in right standing. Hallelujah. And continue to be focused on the things of God and let nothing affect us. Hallelujah. Let nothing deceive us, no matter what. Praise God. Keep on being who you are. And know your identity. You identify with Christ Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he is the best one to be identified with. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because he made us, and he made us who we are. Praise God. Our character has a lot to do with us. Our character must show forth. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Always.
We must show forth the characteristics of Christ. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Then
yes.
Somebody will know that you really must be saved. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Otherwise, our characteristics are not of God. Hallelujah.
That's
we
right.
don't know God. Praise God, and if we haven't taken on his ways, hallelujah, we're not going to be who we say we are. Praise
God. We are. Come on
hallelujah.
Now. Teach up in here.
Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There was once a time that we had no identity, hallelujah, as a people. Hallelujah. I think that's in First Peter. Hallelujah. But now, we are God's people. Hallelujah. And that makes a difference. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We don't do the things that we used to do. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And neither do we want to. Hallelujah. Because we learn to want to have that desire to please God in everything that we do or say.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. So make sure that in our walk, hallelujah, that we identify ourselves with Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's going to show, hallelujah, whatever's on the inside of you is going to show forth on the outside. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We want Jesus to show forth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to get to the point where when people see me, they see Jesus. They see Jesus
yes.
before they see me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because Jesus is the one, hallelujah, that we want to point people's direction to. Hallelujah. Not ourselves,
yes.
but to him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The one that made us. Hallelujah. The one that was and is so great that he called the whole world into existence. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Frame by frame. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When the world was void, hallelujah, God spoke the whole world into existence. Thank
yes,
you, Jesus.
He did.
Thank you,
Say
Jesus.
That.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
That.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why shouldn't we serve a God like him? Praise
like that.
God. He is the greatest.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He has called
yes,
us to great, the greatness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
So let's walk it out. Let's prove out our identity. Hallelujah. Let it be known who we identify with. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. It is so important. Hallelujah. That we do. That our focus be. Hallelujah, on Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I think I have one more scripture in that, and then I'm going to close. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy.
Yes, yes.
Thank you for your undying love. Thank you for caring so much about us that you died for us.
Yes.
And rose
yes.
again. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Psalm 118, hallelujah, and 17 says, I shall not die, but live and declare the work of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
It's important that we do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for life this morning. Hallelujah. Because our life came by way of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 19 and 20, open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them. And I will praise the Lord, this gate of the Lord, into which the righteous shall enter. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Let us focus, hallelujah, on Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us focus on going through the gate. Hallelujah. The heavenly gate. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Because truly, that is what it's all about. That we see Jesus. Amen. God bless you.
Yes.
I hope
Amen.
That somebody got something out of it today.
That Amen.
No idea.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And to God be the glory. You have indeed heard a Rhema word about walking
yes.
worthy of our call.
Oh, Lord.
And at this time, but before you can walk worthy of your call, you must first be connected, hallelujah, to the master architect through your faith in
yes.
Christ Jesus. So at this time, I'm going to ask our beloved Apostle Edwin Holloway to come forth and extend to you an invitation to salvation. Apostle?
We give God praise, glory, and honor. We heard a wonderful word. And all those
yes.
who are listening, who haven't yet accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior, we extend the invitation for you to come to the throne of grace and to accept him as your Lord and Savior. It's no fanfare. It's no big to-do. You don't have to say no, jump over little brooms and run and do flips and be a part of some big thing. All you have to do is come. And within your heart, believe that Jesus was sent by God to reconcile us back to him. Believe that he is the Lord and Savior. Repeat after me. Father God, I believe that you sent your son that we might be saved.
Yes.
Lord, I want to be saved, and I receive your son. I repent of all sin. Come into my life.
Yes.
And I will serve you all the days of my life.
Yes.
Come into my heart. I accept your son, Jesus Christ, my Savior, and I will serve him in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for saving me.
Yes.
I thank you, Lord, for being there for me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. At this time, we're going to call forth Apostle Edwin's beautiful wife, Prophetess Kathleen, to come forth and pray for those new converts, because we know that God's word does not come back void, and we know that God's word does what it sets out to do. Amen.
Yes.
Father God, as we come before you today, Father God, we're rejoicing. Father God, as the angels in heaven rejoice over one soul being saved. Whoever on this line got saved, rededicated themselves to you, Father God, we just ask that you would continue to strengthen them, continue to feed them your word, continue in your blessings, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for the assurance and the reassurance that you are with them. Thank you for your presence, the Holy Ghost being with them. Thank you, Father God, for increasing them on every hand, spiritually as well as naturally. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for their salvation. We thank you for your promises that are yea and amen. And Father God, in your word, and Father God, as you grow them up in you, Father God,
Jesus,
you're continuing to bless them and bring them peace in their lives,
Lord,
and hope in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for answered prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Right now, if you are visiting us and you need prayer, you would just like to lift up a word of praise to the Lord, if you kindly press your 1, hallelujah, I will address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. Hallelujah. But in the meantime and in between time, we're going to ask 2 of our ministers of, I call them ministers of praise because they truly love the Lord. I'm just going to ask that Minister Tina and followed by Minister Gladys will come forth and just give us a word of praise. Amen. Minister Tina.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God for the word and the message today. Oh, wow, Apostle Zeta, that was amazing. Walking worthy, walking in Christ.
Amen.
Is just, that was just wow. I just thank you so much for the reminder of walking worthy and keeping Christ with us in all that we do. And happy birthday. God bless you. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Minister Gladys.
Thanking God. Oh, I just thank God for the word. Day. Thank you, Jesus. The word, the reminders, Lord, that we need to walk upright. Lord Jesus, so that our light will shine, so that others will follow.
Yes.
Thank God. I thank God for Apostle. Oh, God, for the word, Lord.
Yes, indeed.
And in her.
Yes.
And
thank you, Jesus.
Thank God. It's teaching me in so many different ways how to love people. I just thank God. I thank God for the word. I thank God for the word today. I thank God for Apostle Zeta. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. The word
thank
is
you.
Beautiful. I thank
yes,
God that you're saved on today and the angels.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
I thank God. I thank God for this ministry. I thank God.
God bless
for the
you, dear.
Jesus.
Thank you, dear. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have truly had a phenomenal spirit-filled service here today. And I want to just thank the mighty and the anointed servant leaders of this house, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, Evangelist Michelle Scott, again, happy birthday, precious. Hallelujah, our woman of the hour, Apostle Zeta Flowers, Evangelist Kathy Horton, Apostle Edwin Holloway, Prophetess Kathleen Holloway, Minister Tina Brown, and last but never least, our beloved minister, Gladys Maddie McGee. Hallelujah. So at this time, we're going to have Mother Mitchell bring us the benediction, and I will dismiss you.
Thank you, Lord. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, second time we've heard that today, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah. Saints, you have been listening to this. She said happy birthday. You have indeed been listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. We pray that you have truly been blessed by today's service. We ask that you, we pray that you will continue to walk with us here at the Spirit Alive Network tomorrow. If you want to hear this mighty woman of God speak again, she will be bringing the revival message tomorrow. Revive our prayer life. And I know that prayer is something that this woman of God knows something about. So come out tomorrow at 6 o'clock. P.M. Pacific, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern time for a revival. So just remember, we love you. Go in peace, and we pray that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And from our household to your household, it is truly the prayer of every servant leader here is that you be ye transformed. God bless you. Continue to have a beautiful and blessed day. Servant leaders of this house, you were phenomenal. God bless you, everybody. God bless you. Amen.
God bless you. Love you.
Happy birthday, Sister Michelle.
God bless you.
Have a blessed day. God bless the rest.
Love you all. God bless.